everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen and women building businesses from home are just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I'm always so excited to be sharing some of the wonderful women that the journey has brought to us. And today's no exception. Melody Pormirati is a twin girl mom, life wellness coach, and the creator of Girl Life Certification Program, a digital training that gives women all the resources and education they need to create their own income-generating girls empowerment workshops. She believes that when girls are taught about nutrition of the mind and nutrition of the body with a strong emphasis on their own personal power, they become unstoppable. Girl Life is quickly becoming an important catalyst in the girls empowerment movement, with hundreds of women globally sharing Melody's curriculum. In her newest passion project, she wrote a book called XOXO, From a Girl Who Gets It, Life Notes for the Young Girl Within. It's all about introducing all of their unique superpowers so that girls can live a life filled with peace, health, and inner freedom. So, Melody, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Dori, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here with you.
It's really great to have you here, and I'm excited to be sharing everything that is going on with you. So, you know, I'm going to ask, I want to jump right in. What was your inspiration for starting Girl Life?
So my inspiration really, I mean, there were so many different pieces that make up Girl Life, but I would say one of the biggest pieces for me was as I was working with my clients. And each woman was really like our biggest goal together was to unlearn the fears that they had picked up in their girlhood, in their childhood, and in their adolescent years. And I thought to myself, you know, as women, we could do better than this. Like, what if we showed up for our girls and gave them such a strong foundation where they knew that they were good enough from a young age and no amount of societal pressure or negative socialization could tear away that inner peace and confidence and sense of grace. And that's really where Girl Life began. I said, you know what, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to take all the tools that I teach women in our coaching programs, and I'm going to break them down for young girls. I'm going to make it fun. And we're going to create workshops where these girls learn just how unstoppable they are from a young age.
I think it's so wonderful because I really do feel that it's important to introduce girls to their superpowers at a young age. And what has made you realize this?
You know, it's like so many things. I think that we go through life and we don't necessarily know just how valuable and how much we matter and how we each have like this brand of magic that nobody else has available to us. So I think that girls just need to know that each and every one of them has a superpower. No two girls will have the same superpower, but if they can just know from a young age that these superpowers exist, they can put them in their inner tool belt. And when the tough situations arise in life, they can search within and show up for themselves and for those around them with all of those superpowers.
I love that. I really do. So tell us about the Girl Life Certification Program.
The Girl Life Certification Program is basically, you know, just what I had described and how I created these workshops. I was on a local level running workshops for young girls, things like teaching them about gratitude and self-love and meditation and how we are responsible for the world that we choose to see. And as I was doing it more in my local community, whenever someone on social media would see a photo of what we were doing, they would say, hey, Mel, like, how can I do this in Toronto, Canada? And how can I do this in Brazil? And how can I do this in Nigeria? So I started thinking, I was like, how can I make these tools accessible to all passionate women who want to make a difference for the girls in their communities. And I decided to create a digital program where women everywhere, as long as you had an internet connection and a device, you could tune in, become part of our program, learn from A to Z everything that I do in our workshop, and learn how to earn money for the good work that you're doing. So now we have over 100 facilitators running the Girl Life curriculum and earning money for the valuable work that they're doing, and just like owning that capacity to earn for doing good work.
How marvelous. And, you know, I mean, right now we're recording this in the midst of this pandemic and social distancing and everything else that is going on. And, you know, it's ironic. We were speaking a little bit earlier about how when you work from home, not a lot has changed because you're working from home. The variable that's changed is now other people are home while you're working from home that might not have been there before. So how are you pivoting your business? I mean, you have online curriculum and things, but are you going to be adding more workshops and things like this? Because now people are going to be hungry for the things that they can do for their girls.
Absolutely, Dori. And, you know, our curriculum, I'm always so proud of the fact that we pivot and we evolve. Every time I have open enrollment for my program, I'm adding to the curriculum. And based on what is going on in our world right now, I was forced to get super creative for my facilitators so that they could still do their work, so they could still empower and inspire and do all the good things they're doing, but from home. So I've literally just uploaded a couple days ago to the platform a whole curriculum on how you can teach virtually, all the different platforms you could teach virtually on, how we're going to pivot our individual workshops so that girls can still benefit from what we're doing. So yeah, we're making it work. We're making it work, and we're testing. And so far it's been great because our kids need the enrichment more than ever.
Without a doubt. And let's face it, parents are needing things to do with their kids as well, you know, and they're, you know, dealing with the homeschooling. It's funny. I've been walking every day because it's what's keeping me sane.
Right.
And there was this dad with five kids and we're passing each other. I went up on the hill. They were up on the walk and they were down on the walk. And he was like, getting some energy out of them before we start homeschooling for today. And I'm like, hey, getting my energy out before I start recording shows. So
right.
I totally know what you mean, you know,
totally.
But this is, everybody's focusing on all the tough things that are going on right now. And they're missing the beauty of the fact that there was that father walking with his kids before they start homeschooling. And
I so
you know,
appreciate you saying that because, you know, there is so much beauty in this. I know it doesn't feel like it, but there's always a silver lining and there's always growth that can take place, especially at the tough times.
Without a doubt. And, you know, this is, I honestly think, and Janice Clark, we were talking on it about it on the Social Media Help Not Hype show, when kids look back, we'll remember. The adults are going to remember that our businesses were closed and this happened and that happened. I mean, the other part of our life are clear. My life is clear bags for schools and sports. You do the math. You know, your challenges. But I think when you ask kids that are in high school and college, even middle school, what this was like, I bet this is probably the best summer and spring and summer they'll have.
Because all that
is starting to happen and things. So, you know, and I think a program like this is really wonderful at this time, at any time, but especially right now. So tell us about the Girl Life Certification Program.
Yeah, the certification program basically gives all the tools that women would need to get, like to be up and running. And I offer this as a certification program. So each woman who takes our program, she becomes certified as a Girl Life facilitator and can rise up and lead her community of girls in our curriculum, which is 15 workshops. All 15 like come with an empowering craft, because I feel like it's not enough to give our girls the lessons. but we need to make it fun. We need to make it memorable. So this craft is something we all do together, and it's something they take home with them and have a prompt, this physical prompt, each and every day. Like, let's say in the gratitude workshop, we do a gratitude jar. So every day that girl sees her gratitude jar in her room, and she remembers to seek something to be grateful for, so she can write a note and slip it in that jar each and every day. So every one of our activities keeps our girls constantly in that state of positivity and looking for reasons to be their most powerful selves. And so we give the craft, we give the icebreakers, we give the dialogue prompts, just about anything that a woman would need to be up and running is provided in these modules on the online platform. And at the end of it all, which is a 4-month program, they are certified to go and do this. And what's cool about the program is, you know, they become Girl Life facilitators, but as a girls empowerment advocate in their communities, all of a sudden, all these opportunities rise up for them, for public speaking, for doing birthday parties, for speaking at Girl Scout troop meetings. I mean, it's like amazing how when you say yes, the universe co-creates with you to just make it as accessible to everyone around you as possible. And that's been my experience with the program.
You know, it's interesting because I would think that your certification program brands them an expert. And
yes.
That is,
yes.
What, you know, it does. It gives them that expert credential that, as you said, now they're asked to do this and other things, and you never know the doors that are going to open. So who can become a Girl Life facilitator? Is there a specific criteria for it?
Really, I mean, the training in and of itself is your credential, but it's for women, you know, it's for women. We've all had experiences. There's an inner child within each and every one of us that has something to share. So it's for all women who feel called to really be the change they wish to see in girls around the world, specifically in their unique communities. And people who've signed on in the past, some have been stay-at-home moms, some have been life and health coaches. We have a lot of yoga instructors. We have people who are lawyers full-time and doing this on the weekend. So it's like there's no limitation on who can join. You just got to have that yearning in your heart to do this for our girls. And what more is that you're actually creating a business out of it. It's like a girls empowerment business, and there's no limit to the opportunities that will come from it.
What are the most interesting things that you've seen happen for some of the women that have become facilitators? You know, where you sit back and go, wow, I can't believe that.
Yeah, you know, as a coach, like, my biggest goal for my clients is to help them create a life that makes them want to jump out of bed every morning. So that transfers into my Girls Empowerment Program and this whole certification series. Is as I watch women rise up into this role, like, I hear from them all the time because I'm in constant communication with all of the women in our tribe, right? And the way that they have elevated themselves, the way that they have said yes to living a life that feels on purpose for them, like, I think that that's probably been the most amazing thing that's come out of this, is to watch these women live on purpose and so aligned with their values and doing work that they love, right? We spend most of our days working. Like, if we're not sleeping in that 24-hour period, we're working. And I'm such an advocate of creating a job in your life that you love so that you can get excited to go to work every day, so you can get excited for the value that you get to add to the planet. So that's been the biggest takeaway for me.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break and say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be right back here on Word of Mom Radio. As parents, keeping our school safe is our utmost concern. SafetyBags.com offers a line of clear bags and backpacks, not only for the students, but for the teachers, administrators, and everyone else entering that school, because asking our students to carry clear bags puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe literally on the backs of our children. Safety Bags offers a way to partner with the schools in keeping them safe. So visit us at safetybags.com and you will see why we are the clear choice. Because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Join StadiumBags.com in our efforts to keep schools safe. 10% of every bag sold will now be donated to different organizations promoting safety in our learning environments. Not only do our clear bags take the hassle out of going through security, but they make a difference. So join us at StadiumBags.com because you'll see why we are the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag. And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking with Melody about the Girl Life Certification Program. And I'd love to know about some of the successes. I mean, you were talking about, you know, how they've been asked to speak in other places and things, but what are the other successes that your global Girl Life facilitators are experiencing?
I think the biggest successes are hearing from parents who have enrolled their daughters in the workshops globally. So, you know, when I hear from a facilitator who says, you know, the girls in my local community were having their first year of standardized testing, and I went in and I did the meditation workshop, and the feedback I got, and, you know, to give kids tools in tough situations like that, where they can kind of bring themselves back to a centered state and keep themselves grounded, instead of like giving into the nerves and the anxiety of it all, that's gold to me. Like when I hear these facilitator success stories, there's another one where we had a young girl who had food allergies, and it was, I guess a year had passed and she was going to the doctor to get her yearly allergy testing. And she was so anxious and nervous. And she was telling her mom that she used the tools that she learned in our workshop to just like she learned that she needed to breathe deeply. She learned the mantra, peace begins with me. So she implemented all of these things for herself so that when she showed up at the doctor, she could do the necessary testing without giving into the anxiety and the fear. These are the biggest, I think, like this is our goal. And when I hear stories like this, I know that we've accomplished what we set out to.
I would absolutely agree with you. And I think your mantra, peace begins with me, is so centering because it's true. You know, I don't know. I mean, you're online as well. And in everything that is going around, you know, with all of this social distancing and everything else, people are spiraling out of control.
Yeah.
And it just breathe. I hear people talk about the new normal, and I put up a post and it's like, this is not the new normal. This is just for the moment.
Right.
This is right now, you know,
right.
So breathe.
Yes.
Just
yes.
Breathe.
Yes. I just posted something today too that said it's all temporary. Like it's all temporary. Just like you speaking to that idea of the new normal, like, no, this is temporary. And it's just a drop in the bucket of the entirety of our beautiful lives.
Thank you.
Yeah. But it's not to say we shouldn't feel what we're feeling.
Right.
Like that's a very important step, is like, feel what you feel, because if you don't feel it, you can't move through it and past it. But also to acknowledge that it's all temporary, the bad stuff and the good stuff. So let's learn to really just be in the moment of it all, accept it for what it is, and rise and rise up, really.
And we really can. And I think that we will rise up so much stronger. I truly do, because it's giving us, again, that opportunity to step back and see what's really important, you know? And yeah. Now that you can't go visit your family that's in a nursing home or in the hospital or right across the street,
mm-hmm.
it's all tied together in that, yeah. in that connection and in that closeness. And so back into girl life, why do you feel it's so important for women to support girls like this in this way?
You know, I think it's our birthright. Like we rise by lifting others. This is one of my favorite quotes by Robert Ingersoll. And I truly, like, I live it and I embody it. We need, like I said before, we together can change the world one girl at a time. We need to be the support system we wish that we had for them so that they can each step into their power. And, you know, they deserve to live a life that's filled with ease and grace. And I'm not saying that there won't be challenges. There 100% will be. But my goal is for us women to show them that they, like, even in the midst of challenge, they have such an opportunity to lean into the best version of themselves so that they can feel comfortable and they can feel peaceful. Like, I think of myself as a young girl. I don't know that I walked through my life with that peace of mind. And that's my wish for every young girl. And so because I know better now, I can do better for myself and for our future generation. And that's why it's important for each and every one of us as women to do our part.
I mentioned as I was sharing your introduction to everybody that you've written a book,
yes.
XOXO, From a Girl Who Gets It. So please share a little bit about your book with us.
Sure. Yeah. So the book is really just an extension of our program. It's a piece of literature. It's 50 pieces of literature, 50 life notes for the young girl within. There's things I wish I knew when I was younger. And so now that I know these messages, I want every young girl to know and own them for themselves. And each message comes with an illustration, and it's just, again, like just ways that we can be our best selves. Just to share a few of the messages from the book. One of my favorites is everything you need is inside of you, to teach young girls that we are constantly going outside of ourselves to ask if we can do this and ask if we can do that and ask if we're good enough to do the things that we know are in our heart. And what I mean by everything is inside of you is like there's so much wisdom and brilliance and intuition on the inside. And we need to, as girls and women, learn to look inside before we go and start trying to get permission from everyone on the outside to do the thing that we already know we can and will do. All the notes are something along those lines. And I just wanted every young girl to have access, not just girls who go to our workshops, but girls everywhere. So that's been my goal with the book.
I love that goal of looking inside of you before you go to get outside approval for something that you already know.
Right.
You know, I love that. What a wonderful, empowering message to share. So how have your daughters partnered with you in this program?
So my daughters are 13-year-olds, they're twins, and we started this whole program when they were about 7. So they were my participants, like they were my first people in my workshops along with all of their friends. And what's been beautiful over the last few years to watch them grow into this curriculum and to watch them now be my partners in this. They're like, I call them my partners in Shine. And they are there with me every step of the way now. They can give individual attention to the girls at our workshops. They help me with registration. They help me set up before the workshop. So it's amazing because A, I get to partner with them, and B, what's super cool about having them in my home and raised with these ideas and principles is that they catch me now. Like if they catch me saying something disempowering to myself, they're on me. They're like, Mom, you know, you can't talk like this. You're the one who teaches young girls how not to say things badly to themselves. And here you are noticing a gray hair. Own it. It's all good. So it's like really funny to hear them catch me being unkind to myself. And I love it. I love it. Even in those moments, I'm like, oh God, what have I created?
I was just thinking the same thing. It's like double-edged sword.
I always have to be careful. But you know what? I'm so glad. I'm so glad because we are keeping each other accountable to what we teach. So, you know, all things considered, I think of it as a really good thing.
You know, it's funny. I was sitting with a friend of mine and her daughter, and my girlfriend was beating herself up. And I just looked at her and I was like, you know what? How dare you talk about my friend like that?
Aww,
I was like, I really cannot believe that you would talk about my friend like that. And her daughter, they just looked at each other. They were like, wow, that was cool.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What an amazing way to catch them in it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it really was. And it is so important. So, you know what, Melody, as we're wrapping up here, what do you want every young girl to know?
Great question. And I'm going to extend it to women and girls. And I'm going to say that every single one of you has something so unique that needs to be shared with the world. So step into your power, own your own magic, and just get out there and do your thing, because we all need it and we can all benefit from it and grow from it.
How beautiful. Please let everyone know how to reach you.
Sure. I am at www.getgirlpower.com. And on Instagram, I'm at Girl Life Empowerment. And I would love to connect with each and every one of you.
Girl Life is spelled G-I-R-L-I-F-E. Just want to let everybody know
got
that.
It. And we have many Girl Life Empowerments because all of my facilitators go by the same name. Mine is just Girl Life Empowerment. Everyone else has a city behind their name. Mine is just Girl Life Empowerment.
I look forward to watching this movement as it continues to grow. Melody, please come back again as you are sharing more and more of your successes, because you are doing amazing work. And for all of you out there tuning in, thanks so much for spending time with us here on Word of Mom Radio. We are so thankful, and we look forward to seeing you and speaking to you again soon. So for all of us, we're going to close out with our theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. And until next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying, go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure. She is sure. She is strong.